Just feel that beat singing. This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Wednesday.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Thank you, Stevie. Good news day today.
Not if you're Nicola Sturgeon's husband.
Oh, my word. No.
But, yeah, it's not too bad.
It's lucky that she decided to resign randomly 2 weeks ago.
And leave her house at 8 o'clock this morning, half an hour before the police.
So lucky, isn't it?
Isn't it? It's like fate.
Yeah. Amazing.
Incredible. Welcome. It's Wednesday.
3, 2, 1, 1, go. Now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Let's go! A bit of politics to get us underway, and now we crack into the show.
Yeah.
As people go, at least you're not talking about football.
Exactly.
Radio Essex.
Lewis Capaldi. It's Radio Essex, Jax Jones, M&EK, and where did you go? 3:10. Hope you're doing okay Wednesday. It's Chris and Scott. Thank you for having us on. Enjoying the sunshine as well. It's lovely.
I had a little walk today.
Do you have a walk?
Yeah, it's a walk today. Do I need a coat? No. Do I need to take the car? No, walk to the shop. Walk to the shop.
Well done.
Walk back. Beautiful.
It's been gorgeous today. This is in Wales. It's a Welsh village at the moment. So while we're thinking everything's nice and chill here.
Wales in Essex or just Wales?
No, this is Wales as in Wales.
Oh, okay.
I don't think Wales is a part of Essex yet, is it? We haven't had a Welsh listener from the Welsh Valleys text us to say they're part of Essex. So at the moment, Wales is still in Wales. There's a group of Asbo walking around.
Right, okay.
30 of them.
Right.
No, not kids. Sheep.
I thought sheep.
Yeah, a gang of Asbo sheep have been terrorising a quiet Welsh village.
No.
Yes, this news that's come out today. Residents claim up to about 30 unruly strong flock of sheep.
Really bad.
Just bowling around.
Ruckus. Yes. Causing a ruckus.
Yeah, they were there. But they're on bikes.
Are they on bikes?
Yeah. Wheelies and that.
They're not.
Got the hoodies on their little faces.
Drink driving?
No, I don't think they drink.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I think they're just running amok.
Oh,
they're, biking through
it's
town.
It's not good.
30
too far. Breaking the speed limit, I'd imagine.
And no-handed because...
No.
Claws and that.
Yeah.
Oh, can't grip that.
What a nightmare.
They haven't got any dexterity.
No dexterity.
So they're no-handed, wheeling.
Look at me, no hands.
Doing TikTok videos. I mean, it's a mess.
Have they gone viral?
They will go viral.
That would go viral. Stop it, that would go viral. If there was a sheep on a motorbike doing no hands.
Yeah.
On TikTok, playing Ed Sheeran's new song in the background, it would go viral.
Sheep have taken over gardens, destroyed hedges, covered lawns in poo. Chaos on the streets. One resident said they're setting up camp in different homes. Like, they're just going, right, go to this home, and they're all bundling it. Come on in. Come, George, come on.
We're allowed in here. No problem. Put me on a bacon sandwich, Sandra.
Dad Stephen Jones and his children are no longer able to play outside due to the poo in the garden.
That's awful, isn't
Stephen
it?
Said there's around 30 sheep in a feral gang.
Feral gang.
In a feral gang in the North Port Talbot village of...
Oh, it's such a nice little place.
Godregraig.
Yeah, Godregraig, yeah.
Councillor Rosalind Davis has been trying to find out who the owner is. Who's the owner? Who's the dad? Who's the parents of these unruly sheep? But no, Joy, she said, we did think it was a certain farmer. We all know who she's talking about. Wasn't him.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it wasn't him. So it's just 30 loose sheep.
No home to
bowler
go to.
At topless, just bowling around this Welsh village.
They're topless?
Yeah, taking their wool jumper off, just chains on and everything.
That's bad. It's sovereign rings.
Sovereign rings, yeah. And TikTok videos, done that, haven't we? Bikes.
Yeah.
Can of Stella. Got Stella. Can't hold the Stella, though,
no.
Can't they?
Dexterity. Yeah.
But yeah, it sounds like a right mess.
I've heard that actually they've got a holder for the beer
on their
side,
bikes,
and on the other side they've got something else.
They're all vaping as well.
I was going to say
they're
vaping,
all vaping.
Weren't yours allowed?
Anyway, Latto and Lotto. So when you think you're having a bad day, it could be worse. It's Radio Essex, Latto and Lottery, 17 minutes after 3, Big Drive Home. It's Chris and Scott. Hey to Laura. She says, no handed ads, both sheep on a bike. You're killing me. It's happening, Laura. It's happening in Wales right now. Stephen Canby says, reminds me of back in the day when I was living in California. This orangutan escaped San Diego Zoo 4 times in the space of 4 years. Became a bit of a local celebrity. It was hilarious.
Obviously.
He's just walking around. He's got shades on, the orangutan. Everyone knows who he is.
I think he actually went on I'm a Celeb in the end.
Did he?
Yeah, I think so. Can't be a different orangutan, can it?
No, there can't be many orangutans that are escaping the zoo Celeb, 4 come, times in come 4
third.
Years.
Come third.
Stephen Canby, thank you very much for that. How is your Wednesday going, people? It's the middle of the week. What are you in the middle of?
We did that last week.
Yeah. Do you remember that, producer Tom?
Yes.
You didn't write it on the sheet, though, did you?
I did, actually.
Oh, did you? Where?
Turn it over.
You just didn't read it, did you?
I've not read the sheet. Wednesday only, middle of the week. What are you in the middle of? All right.
All right, Tom, you've done your job.
It's the middle of the week. What are you in the middle of? I'm in the middle of going through some old CDs that I found in my loft the other day when I was up there with Harry getting some vinyl for him for his new vinyl thing that he likes. He's into the vinyl now. And I found some old CDs of me on the radio years ago. And one of the things I found, or quite a few of the things I found, are me and you on the radio.
Yes.
20 odd years ago,
yeah.
On Essex FM doing the Hot 30 Countdown and the Muppet Show and all the fun we used to have.
Oh, it was good.
And people used to ring in and go, hey, Brooksy, how you doing?
They did.
And we used to go, how you doing? And we did that for about an hour.
That was about an hour, actually.
But there was some really good stuff on there. And the one thing I got you were around my house the other night and we were playing some of them and you were like, this is weird because this is the same stuff. You didn't use the word stuff. This is the same stuff as we do now.
I said something along the lines of, we are still churning out the same stuff.
And
getting away.
People are loving it.
People are loving it.
Yeah. And 25 years later. Yeah. I'm in the middle of doing
incredible.
That. I'm going to get a few of those. I'm going to give some to Tom so he can maybe play a few bits of us on the radio 25 years ago.
I sound a little bit different.
You sound like you've got a very high voice. You're more excitable. You're like, oh, yeah.
Not quite. You've done this impression.
It's not that high. It's not as deep as you are now. I don't sound a million times different.
You sound a little bit different.
I've got a bit of a, hey, it's a radio voice. I've got a tiny bit. The Hot 30 Countdown. It's Radio Essex.
You sound a bit more like Joe Kinch does now.
Thanks.
A little bit. Yeah, I'll give you that.
I'm more DJ.
Tiny, I guess so.
Whereas you just sound completely different.
Yeah, no, I do. I don't know what I'm doing now. I definitely didn't know what I was doing back then.
Yeah.
I'm blagging it more now.
Weird thing is, though, there's a promo on there, which is when you advertise another person's show, and it goes, hey, this is Martin and Sue, join us tomorrow. They sound exactly the same. They don't sound any different to how they sound now.
Yeah, because they'd already been doing it for 50 years.
They'd already established their act.
Yeah.
They'd already been on for 20 years. That's why. So I'm going to dig some of that out, and then we can hear some of it on the radio, because I think it'd be quite funny to play just for your voice alone, I think.
Do you want to know what I'm in the middle of?
What are you in the middle of?
Storage boxes. So I got home yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm lucky enough to have a pretty big kitchen because we just had like an extension done. I couldn't see my kitchen or my wife or any of my 4 children because there were so many plastic storage boxes in my kitchen. And I said to Kerry, what's happened? And she said, oh, I bought all these storage boxes because you said buy some storage boxes to sort the left. I said, buy some storage boxes. I didn't say buy all of the storage boxes that have ever existed in the world. I mean, literally, she spent hundreds and hundreds of pounds non-stuff. There's nothing in these storage boxes.
No, just empty storage boxes.
I'm going to put rubbish things from the loft in these storage boxes and store them so they look pretty. And I'm going to have to remortgage the house.
Do you know what? In my loft, this is really weird because I've never even thought about this, but because Karen works for a company where they do a load of marketing events, they did a deal or no deal marketing event once. So they had these big red boxes with numbers on the front.
Excellent.
With the little ribbon.
Yeah.
All my stuff in my loft is stored in deal or no deal boxes. How cool is that?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Another night, I need to come round your house. We have a couple of beers. We get the storage boxes out and we see what we win.
It's play deal or no deal.
Yeah.
You've won a clock radio from 1986.
Yes!
Woo! The big what are you in the middle of? Radio Essex. Let us know. It's Radio Essex, the weekend, and take my breath. 5:32. It's Chris and Scott. It's the big drive home. How are you, Essex? Thank you for having us on. It's Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. What are you in the middle of? Lisa on Canvey is cleaning football boots. I bet they're not Lisa's. I bet she's cleaning them for the kids because that's what we have to do all the time.
Yeah, I don't think they're Lisa's. And if you haven't got any Lisa, then it's called a boot buddy.
Yeah.
It's very, very clever. Makes it easy. Essentially, it's the same as a scourer sponge that you use with the nozzle thing that you put washing up liquid in it.
Yeah.
It's a boot version of that.
We've very got good. One that looks like a massive toothbrush.
Yeah, that's the boot buddy.
Oh, it's amazing.
I described it as...
No, it's you could use it to...
It's blue and green.
Brush the teeth of a horse.
Yes.
Or clean your football boots.
Yeah, it's blue and green, isn't it?
They're very good.
Yeah.
Sam Still just uses the normal one for the plates.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And then sometimes he uses a tea towel to dry it. Sorting out the whites and the colours and the washing for Tom and Lindsay, who are doing that for Mum in Basildon, probably looking for a bit of cash, bit of chore money.
Yeah, a bit of chore money.
Bit of FIFA points money. Well done, you guys. Deb's in Chelmsford. I'm in the middle of getting the kids ready to go off to Barleylands, or as my kid still calls it, Barneylands.
Different places, but...
He was 3 when he first went, we got Barneylands. And the other day he said it, and he's 14. He thinks it's still
never
called
corrected
15
him.
Now. No, he thinks it's called Barneylands. I think it's quite fun.
It is quite
so
fun.
I just let him get on with that. Joanna Brennan says, hi, guys. I'm in the middle of making a nice cup of tea.
Oh. I know who else is in the middle of making a nice cup of tea.
Who?
Joe Kinch.
Is he really?
Yeah. I stared at him through the window.
I watched you do that,
for
yeah.
about 5 minutes. Without saying any, I said to you, for what I'd share with the class, I said to Chris and Tom, do you reckon I could just stare at Joe Kinch for long enough for him to get up and make me a cup of tea? And that has happened.
Out of awkwardness, he's got
yeah,
up
yeah,
and walked
yeah.
away because
no
it was awkward.
Exchanged, but he's making me one, which I love him for.
Andy sent us a picture of what he's up to. That is a Fortnite loading screen. I'm aware of that.
That's because you... Play Fortnite a lot.
I've played it a couple of times. What's the picture of?
What's the picture of?
Yeah.
A something Royale.
It's a Battle Royale loading screen, but there's a woman, she's holding a pillow, a cushion.
She got 44th.
No, that 44 doesn't mean she got 44th.
She got a Battle Royale.
She's got how many Battle Royales?
44.
Whilst wearing a crown.
She...
When you win Battle Royale,
right,
which I do every now and then.
No one cares.
Yes, they do.
They care.
It's the Easter
more.
Holidays. There's kids listening going, this old man does not know anything about
I would
Battle
rather
Royale.
Say happy birthday to someone.
We're not. When you win Battle Royale, you should... No, actually, this is really good because you can... If you're not with your kids right now, you can say this to your kids when they get
You'll
home and they'll
out.
Be like, well, how do you know that? So what happens is when you win a game of Fortnite, you get a crown. Right?
A fake crown. Yeah, yeah.
You put it on your head and it glows. It's okay. Amazing. So what happens is if you then go into another game and you win another game whilst wearing your crown, you get a point. What it suggests here that Andy's got 44 of them is he hasn't got a life or a girlfriend, job,
right.
All of them.
Right.
He's got, just playing Fortnite.
He's got 44
wins whilst wearing a crown. I mean, that's a lot. My boy hasn't got that.
Because I remember once you forgot who I was, didn't you? And you phoned me because you were so excited that you got a Battle Royale and you'd beat Sam and Harry. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
And...
You didn't care.
I didn't care that
no,
much.
I remember.
You hung up on me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You should get into Fortnite. You'd love it.
No.
Coyle Ray, Players. Radio Essex, Coyle Ray and Players. It's 3:38. It's Chris and Scott on the big drive home for Wednesday. Just wanted to mention the podcast because for some reason it's quite popular.
It is, yeah, I don't know why.
This one, the radio podcast, the big drive home podcast, is getting like more than 3 people downloading it now.
That's than us.
Yeah.
That's a lot, isn't it?
How many? I mean, it was on thousands.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's not that crazy. They love it. They want to listen to it twice.
or they've missed, or you've, if you've missed an episode and you're like, oh, what are they talking about? What was the chip shop thing they keep talking about? You can go back and listen again. So what Tom does, he takes out all the music, he takes out all the adverts, all the bits of the bits that aren't the bit talking bits, and just keeps this bit in. So this bit's on it.
Keeps the nonsense in. And
gets rid of all the good stuff.
Gets rid of all the other stuff that you might not want to hear.
All the music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the music's good, I think.
So he does that, and then you upload it every night. So
every night.
I listened this morning on the way into last night's show. Not weird if anyone saw me laughing at my own jokes. These guys are so funny.
You listened to last night's show.
I listened to
your way in.
I was listening to a podcast on my way to work. The podcast ran out and it went to the next podcast, which was The Big Drive Home.
And I
left it on. I thought, this is brilliant. I thought, this is absolutely brilliant. This is great radio. Who are these guys?
What were you doing? Just skipping when I was talking, going to your bit?
No, I was listening to all of it. It was a really good show last night. There were a couple of bits. It does make you start critiquing, though. You start going, oh, probably could have shut up here. And then, it's fine.
I bet you it was when I was talking that you were saying that.
No, it was good. And the thing I thought of while I was listening to it is where we do this feature.
Essex is the biggest county. Around the
world. And as people know that are regulars to the show, we get texts from all over the world. But anywhere that's outside of Essex, we bring into Essex.
We do.
So, because Essex is the biggest county in the world. So we have places like Milan. We have places like New York, Perth, and Australia's just been added into Essex because we have listeners in Perth in Australia. What I realise, though, is on the podcast is being... We were number 6 in Egypt.
Yeah,
is that right?
We were.
In the comedy podcast, I know. In Egypt. I'm not sure why that happens, but what we need to do is get you guys listening to the podcast right now outside of Essex to let us know where you are. So what I thought I'd do, give out an old-fashioned email address. Mine, Tom's.
Not Tom.
Yeah. Because, you know, fans and that. So, yeah, give out Tom's email address.
What about his phone number?
if you think it's helpful.
Oh, I reckon so.
Yeah.
Tom? Up for that?
I don't know about that one.
Email address is fine, though.
Email's good.
And then Tom can add you into Essex is the biggest county in the world map that we're working on, which will be available for you to have a look at very soon once we figure out how to do it. So, if you're listening to the podcast now, you can email tom.fenn, FENN@radioessex.com.
That works.
Tom.fenn@radioessex.com. So if you're listening, specifically if you're listening to the podcast, send him an email, let him know where you are, where you're listening, and then we'll add that, because that can still be part of Essex is the biggest county in the world. Just because it's the podcast, it's the same thing, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
And if you haven't heard the podcast and you want to get the podcast, it's easy. Just search for The Big Drive Home Podcast, wherever you get your podcast from, and you'll find us on there.
Isn't it weird, though, when you think about the podcast and people listening in Egypt? Imagine someone in Egypt going, turning around to their wife and going, A127's clogged up again. Can't believe it.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Especially if there is an A127 in Egypt. They'd be like, how do they know that?
Yeah,
it's incredible.
Clogged up again.
Let us know where you are. Tom.fenn@radioessex.com. We'll add you onto our map, and you can download the podcast every night after the show. About 7 o'clock it drops, and you can get it on there. Subscribe. It's easier. Woo. Radio Essex, Sagala, Mae Muller, and Feel So Good with Katie Baser. It's Kristen Scott, Big Drive Home, Wednesday. Thank you to all your middle of the week. What are you doing? Finley says, hi, guys. Me and my friend Harry are playing Fortnite. It's cool to have you talking about it. Finley, you're welcome. Probably land at... Where would you land?
I don't know. Right, so I don't know. I'm going to guess Finley's 10.
He might not be.
So I'm going to guess that they're between... There might be 10 and 12, right? Finley and Fortnite. And they've just called you Cole.
Yeah.
So Joe what, Chris?
Boys, head down to Anvil Square. That's a good place to go.
You take that.
Yeah.
From Finley.
Deb says, a bit late. I'm in the middle of one of the largest greens in Essex collecting prescriptions. Alex is listening in Qatar right now.
Of course he is.
Essex is the biggest county. Around the
world. We're adding Doha, Qatar. Alex is a girl. A-L-I-X. Listening in Qatar. Is that Martin Day's door? Martin Day's daughter listening, is on board on the
listening
show.
Listening to the
listening
big
to how it should be done.
Oh, yeah.
Only joking, Martin. Yeah, we can add, whether it's whether she's related to Martin or not, it's a listener outside of Essex. We are now adding Doha, Qatar into Essex. You are now part of the County of Essex, so congratulations. Thank you for listening as well, and I hope you're well. Have you seen this story about the siren test that's going to happen on all the iPhones and smartphones around the world?
No, I've not. No.
This is going to cause chaos on the roads. This is what everyone's worried about. So on April the 23rd, there's going to be a loud warning sent to all mobile phones because they're testing. This happens in other countries. So if there's, you know, something that everyone needs to know about, they just hit an alert to your phone.
I don't like that at all.
Yep. For us anxiety sufferers, it's probably not a great idea.
Do not send an alarm to my phone.
So what they're worried about, though, is it's going to startle drivers because it'll pop up as a notification. Drivers will have to tap to acknowledge it. You have to tap the message to acknowledge you've seen it to unlock your phone again. So now they're discussing with transport people how that works when you're driving a car because you can't touch your mobile phone when you're driving a car.
Exactly. And as well as that, so it's happened to me before where I'm driving the car and I'm listening to music and it'll be like a rap song or something and it'll have like a siren on it or something. And I like get panicky because I think I've got to like move over.
Love your rap in your car, don't you, with the sirens?
Absolutely.
You're loving all that, aren't you?
I'm listening to that while you're playing Fortnite at home.
Wow.
Listening to me core rap music. And you think, oh, I'm going to pull over. Everyone's going to be going, he's going to be
When I've been abroad once, I had an alert come up on my phone. I think it was in California because they do this in America. So my phone went off and it was an alert, and I looked at it and it was a missing person, and it said, if you see this missing person, call the police now. And it just turned up on my iPhone out of the blue, and I did think that's well clever.
It's clever, bit scary, but I mean it's problematic for you though, Chris, isn't it? Because you could have been flying your plane, couldn't you?
On flight sim.
You could have been flying your plane.
I'm a proper pilot. My phone's off.
Flight mode.
Has to be on flight mode.
Obviously.
Because everyone knows if you're in a Boeing 747 and somebody's got their iPhone on, that plane ain't going anywhere.
Nightmare.
It's just going, it doesn't even leave the runway. I mean,
no.
Because somebody's got their phone on. And the blinds, if one of the blinds is open, that plane ain't going anywhere.
No,
shut the blind. Goes up in the air, not a problem. Open the blind, not going anywhere.
Did you make Karen turn her phone off? Turn your phone off and shut that blind!
A little story about Martin Day's house. When I went to Martin Day's house, you know when you... this is brilliant. You know on a plane, in a real plane, you got the doo-doo and it gets the cabin crew over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's got one of them in his house next to his flight simulator.
I mean...
wife comes in with tea. I'm like, this is brilliant. It's like an actual plane.
This is the nerdiest thing. I don't know how I work at a radio station where two of the jocks...
I went out a couple of weeks ago and somebody said, I must be amazing doing what you guys do. And he went, do you and Scott like hang out? Do you hang out in my day? Go clubbing and stuff like that. And I was looking at him thinking, I can't tell him the truth. I do hang out in my day, but we're normally in his bedroom playing Fly Simulator.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
I love the hand gestures.
It's how I keep pace and emphasise different things.
It's like you're chopping lettuce on a chopping board.
It also stops me making mistakes and Scott making me cry.
hang on. It doesn't stop you making mistakes. It doesn't.
I just had to emphasise it's having both attackers available.
Hello to Essex Bloke Squire on the app who says, good afternoon, boys. I've recently returned to Radio Essex after a vacation at LBC. Wow.
You and me both.
Yesterday, I thought I was in a parallel universe. Did I really hear the dulcet tones of that rascal Stevie Shillinglaw?
Yay!
Are the Three Musketeers back on the air? What with the chip shop game, are you twisting my melon, man? Chip shop game we can't explain over the radio. Yes, Stevie Shillinglaw is back in the building. Yeah. He's now back.
And we're very, very glad to have you back, Stevie.
Ironically, he's come from the same place as LBC.
But what I would like to say to people is, I've begged you to tell me the chip shop game, how we do it.
What's no secret?
Is it...
Not a secret.
Why is it not a secret?
Because we are. Because it's just knowledge.
You were in here. You were in here the other day.
You saw it happen.
Yep.
Did we have any screens open? Anything?
No.
Open?
But this is why I'm still a little bit cheesed off, because I thought you'd take me to one side and be like, listen, this is how it happens, and then that's never taken place.
No.
I'm still confused.
So is my wife.
Yeah, I've not.
You haven't even told
your
wife.
No. My dad doesn't want to be related to me anymore because I haven't told him. He's chucked his toys firmly out the pram.
It's just a bit of knowledge that me and Scott have built up over our years.
Right. Well, I don't feel if Karen and Kerry and Mick don't know, then I'm fine. I thought it was just me that was being kept out of
the loop. We're playing the chip shop game. Is it tomorrow, Tom, we're playing it?
Yes, tomorrow.
Chip shop game is back tomorrow, yes, on the radio. I'm looking forward to that.
This is Radio Essex, the hits music station.
Welcome back, Essex bloke, by the way. Welcome home.
Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Right, 7 minutes after four, Chris and Scott, big drive home. It's a Wednesday with Tom Grennan, and he's here.
Turn it up, sing it loud. Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Galantis, David Guetta and Heartbreak Anthem. We haven't mentioned the Fantasy Football League for quite a while. If you haven't joined our Fantasy Football League, there's not long left, actually, in the season.
But it's not too late.
No, you can still join. If you go to our website, radioessex.com, go to the Chris and Scott pages, you can see us on there. I think it's pictures of us, and you click on it, and then it goes to our page. And on that page, there's a link for you to add yourself to our Fantasy Football League.
This would only obviously work if you've already joined Fantasy Football, and then you can join our league, and any points that you've already accumulated will
get transferred into our league. There's about 200-300 people in the league, so it's worth doing. There's matches tonight. You've got Man United and Brentford, West Ham, Newcastle. So a lot of people are still midway through game week. I am, actually. I've got a couple of players in the game tonight. So at 10th at the moment, it's Dan's Dribblers. We haven't done a roll check for ages. It just seems like when I was number one and number two and in the top 10,
talking
we did
about
it
every hour,
we did it every week.
Every
hour. Now we don't do it because I'm not there anymore. Dan's Dribblers at 10, Tolly's Dreamers at 9, Pans Partey at 8, Real Sandman or Rail Sandman at 7, Westies Wanderers at 6, Newton Heath FC is at 5, Reboot International with Debbie at 4, Toby with Expected to Lose at 3, Crouch Potato at 2, and What's Up Doc Craig Johnson up there at number one with a good game week this week. Currently, Tom, you are 107th.
Well,
it's not bad, is it?
Yeah. That's good. Where am I?
He was 230 or something.
Yeah, no, but that's amazing.
He's climbed 107. You are 82nd.
God, I'm not that far off Tom.
You're not that far off me. I'm 61st.
Oh, wow.
Bearing in mind, it must have been about 4 weeks ago I was number two.
Yeah.
And I had some shocking results.
Fall from grace.
Shocking results.
I'm not doing that well since you sabotaged my team.
I didn't sabotage it. I did some transfers, but I pressed the wrong button, which meant they were permanent transfers as opposed to just for the week, which is what I thought.
Yeah, so now I've got no players I like.
But you've climbed since I did that, to be fair. You were in the hundreds, now you're in the 80s.
Yeah.
So it's all good. If you want to join, it's very easy. Go to the website. It's radioessex.com. Look for the Chris and Scott page. Get yourself on there, and then you can just click on the link, and it will take you through to the official Fantasy Football page, and you can join us on there. We look forward to seeing you on Fantasy Football.
Chris and Scott, weekdays from 3, and it's live.
Radio Essex with Sam Smith, Calvin Harris, and I'm not here to make friends. 18 minutes after 4, it's Chris and Scott. We are here to make friends.
Well, we are,
yeah. Yeah. That's what we want. Katie, hello to you. She says, happy birthday to you.
Whoa!
Happy birthday. What?
Oh, sorry.
No, it's just written happy birthday to you. Is it happy birthday message? Happy birthday, dear Faye Wingfield. Happy birthday to you. Yeah, that's her birthday message. We can't do that.
We can't.
Because we don't.
Oh, I've just worked it out.
What?
It's sung, isn't it?
Yeah, it's happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear Faye Wingfield, happy birthday to you. Wow. The problem is, we don't do birthdays on the show, so...
Can't do it, no one cares, you see, so... I mean, you probably care, Faye, you probably, you know, might be going out for a birthday meal, but...
Oh, I hope so.
But, you know,
yeah.
Stevie and Braintree
doesn't care. Janice driving down the 127 couldn't care
stuck
less.
In a traffic jam on the M25. Yeah. Don't care.
There's no way we can make a special thing about somebody's birthday that has no relevance to anybody else in Essex and beyond. Obviously, no. Essex, biggest county in the world and all that.
There are thousands of people listening across the world.
Yeah, exactly.
And you
yeah.
want to make it all about
Faye Wingfield at the birthday. I mean, it's even if you'd sung a little song that you wanted us to play on the radio, we couldn't play that out on the radio because that would be
well, that would probably tip the edge.
Yeah,
it would
like yeah.
go mental.
Yeah, well, we couldn't do that.
Don't
help.
Because once we went to our boss, I say once, this happens on a weekly basis, and it will happen again next week. He's going to accuse us of wishing Faye Wingfield a happy birthday. Obviously, we haven't because we don't do birthdays on this show. So we make a big point now of... I mean, I think we make it pretty clear that we don't do birthdays. I don't even know why we still get called into these meetings.
Listen to this. And I'm talking to the boss as well when I say this. I don't care that it's Faye Wingfield's birthday. It's a normal day in my life. Yeah. Your life and Faye Wingfield's life.
Yeah.
It's just a normal day. So, Katie Lenton, we're not interested.
Do you know what today is? It's Wednesday, the 5th of April.
Wednesday.
That's it.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday. I must spend
just a normal Wednesday.
It's just a normal day. We can't, you know, spend 2 minutes, 34 seconds talking about Faye Wingfield's birthday. Who cares?
No one. Certainly.
No one. I don't care. Do you
I
care?
Don't. Tom,
do you care?
No.
No. Is this all right? Not doing the birthday? Are we doing it right?
I think there's work
you're
still
the one
to
that,
be done.
You're the one that gets into trouble. I want to make a point.
What do you mean there's work to be done?
I'm trying to make the point to the bosses to help you out.
How less...
Scott, do not do birthdays.
How less interested could I sound right now? I mean, I sound a bit angry.
I don't think Essex would want me to be in more meetings either.
Sorry, Stevie Wonder's a little bit loud there. You up?
I don't think Essex would want me to be in more meetings either.
No.
About birthdays.
It seems silly. So, Faye Wingfield... Have a great 5th of April. It's Radio Essex, Justin Bieber, and Sorry, 4:32, Chris and Scott, big drive home Wednesday. How are you, Essex? How's your day been? The sunshine's cheered you up, though, hasn't it?
It always cheers me up.
Just loving it. It's 5 days soon, just been told by Honey in Israel, part of Essex, biggest county in the world. Here's a wee funky fact for you. April the 5th, 1 month, 30 days left until 5 day. What happens on 5 day?
It's where all of the Five fans across the world celebrate Five.
How do they do that?
Social media, they meet up sometimes on 5 day and celebrate all things Five.
Do they dance?
Let's dance.
Do they do dance?
Yeah, I think so. Get up, get down, move
all
around.
All the instructions that you give in your show. Everybody up, everybody get down, turn the lights off.
Keep on moving.
It's all instructions.
If God, when the lights go out, turn the lights off. Would have been a better title. Why don't you just
turn off the lights off? Yeah. Do you bother with Twitter anymore?
No. A little bit. So I go on there from time to time, but... Since the old Elon Musk stuff with the blue tick stuff, I think it's ludicrous. I do. It's only my opinion, but I just think that a blue tick used to mean that you...
That you were more important than me.
Well, no, not that. It used to mean that you were notable, that you had done something, and it was you. So, because a lot of people...
Was the idea, wasn't it?
Yeah, a lot of people, there'd be fake accounts of people, so... I got a blue tick on across all platforms because I've done Five and so people know that is actually Scott Robinson.
Yeah.
I've got a blue tick. Then, I don't know, Elon Musk decided that, Twitter's broken. I'm going to fix it. He's ruined it because what he's done now is you can pay for £8 a month for a blue tick. I honestly do not understand why anyone... would pay £8 to go, I've got a blue tick, because it makes no sense.
Yeah, I don't really understand it. They've done some research. Some accounts have millions of followers, but then only a few people see their tweets. So half of Twitter's 974 million accounts have never tweeted. Half of them have never tweeted once. That means that 44% of accounts have yet to tweet at all. A Twitter monitoring website worked out the figure by tracking whether an account has ever tweeted or retweeted. 13% of accounts have written 100 tweets. 13% of all accounts have written more than 100 tweets. With the report estimating that 542 million accounts, just get it in your head, 542 million accounts have only sent one tweet since signing up.
But that's ridiculous. And the thing is, it's so now...
It's so many bots.
Yeah, so now, if you got a blue tick, it means nothing. Mm. So even though when you press the blue tick, at the moment, if you press my blue tick, it says... Whatever it says, person of no debility or whatever. You click on someone else's and it says they've got 8 quid spare. It means nothing. And apparently they're going to take away the blue ticks that aren't paid for.
Yeah, you can only have a blue tick now if you've paid for it, which doesn't prove you're who you are.
I will literally just never tweet again. I'll probably just delete the app because it makes no sense.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of people are doing. What about you? You still on Twitter?
They're doing gold ticks now.
Gold ticks for businesses. That makes sense. But Radio Essex couldn't get a tick for ages because there wasn't a news story. It's like, but it's obviously our account. The problem I find with it, and I had this on Facebook. Do you remember about a month ago somebody had used my name on Facebook? Tom will remember this because they were talking about it in the office, weren't they? Somebody had used my name on Facebook contacting listeners to say you've won a load of money, but it was my Facebook. They'd literally copied my Facebook page, copied my picture, wrote stuff about Harry and Sam, so it looked like me. And then they were tweeting listeners saying, oh, you've just won a load of money, well done, send us your credit card details and we'll send you the money. The problem is, I contacted Facebook and said, I don't need a blue tick, but can you put something on there that says this is actually my Facebook account? And they went, oh, you're not notable. And it's like, it's not about whether I'm notable, it's the fact that somebody's copied my account and are trying to make money out of it.
Chris,
yeah,
you are notable.
Well, I am, I know that. I don't need a blue tick.
You'd like one though.
I don't know if I would.
No, see,
and I definitely wouldn't pay for it.
No, the thing is with the blue tick, the only reason I ever wanted a blue tick was because I was bored of people having fake accounts. I'm not thinking, oh, great. But now, with the way he's done it on Twitter, is it now means nothing. So it's across the board, silly.
Silly, silly, silly. What about you? You still using Twitter? 81400, Essex and a funny message. Use the app, tweet us. Might be pointless.
Yeah, done.
4:37 Wednesday on the Big Drive Home, Sabrina Carpenter. It's Radio Essex. There is Harry Styles on the Big Drive Home. It's 10 to 5. Anything on the... Oh, apparently Hart's got a gold tick on Twitter.
Proof that Twitter's broken,
says Angie, yeah. Hope Marie says, you're right, it's a beautiful day. I've had my bedroom window open all day, first time in what feels like a very, very long time. Yeah, I know, it's people, the heating's gone off.
Heating's off and windows are open, it's lovely.
PK says, hi guys, love this. Essex is the biggest county in the world.
Essex is the biggest county. Around the
world. He says, I have an old school friend who now resides in the USA who listens. They need to make themselves known. If you read this out, I will make sure they get a link to the podcast and they'll hear it on the podcast. There you go. Well, if you hear it, get in touch with us on the podcast. We gave away the email address earlier. If you're listening on the podcast, then you can email tom.fenn, F-E-N-N, at radioessex.com.
I already had an email during the show.
About this or something random?
About the Essex is the biggest county in the world.
Where from?
From the west in Wisconsin.
Oh, really?
Right, yes. Okay. What was the email, Tom?
It was essentially telling me that I needed to use a good map and giving me some map suggestions.
So, oh, okay.
Than the map that I had.
So the map that you'd spent 2 or 3 weeks researching
yeah.
on Radio Essex company money.
Yeah.
And we still didn't get a good map. So our listeners just found one for you and you're just using that one now.
Vastly better map.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, the map that I was on was essentially A4 and crayons.
Excellent. We'll have a map up on the website that shows Essex being the largest county, the biggest county in the world.
Yes.
We'll and then you're going to send the listener, you're going to send them your wages check for the last 3 weeks. Yeah. Thanks, Angie.
That seems fair.
Yeah.
Hayley says...
Thank you, Angie.
Hayley sent us a picture saying, we see you, and it's a picture of... No one be alarmed. Of our building. Looks like a telescopic lens into the actual building that we're sitting in right now.
I'm so, really, really glad that we've got fob access to the building because I'm scared.
I'm going to go outside now on the balcony.
Are you?
Yeah, going to go and have a little bit of sunshine on my face.
Good idea.
Because we've got BB Rex and then we've got news and travel. So I'm going to have a little wander onto the balcony, get a bit of sunshine on my face.
What, 8 minutes off?
Yeah, we got about 6 minutes. Don't go anywhere because obviously the music's playing.
No, stay with us.
We've got like 5 minutes where we can go and grab a cup of tea. Or get Joe to put kettle on. And then we go and sit on the balcony.
I'd like that.
Wave at the cars. So if you're driving past the seafront in a minute, we'll wave at you.
We will.
Yeah, we'll do that. BB Rexa and Heart Wants What It Wants, updating the latest news and travel as well. Next at 5, it is The Big Drive Home.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Thank you, Stevie. We went out on the balcony just now.
I know.
It's fun. People beep.
Do they?
Yeah, because we said we were going out on the balcony, so if you're driving past, give us a wave. And there was lots of people waving at us. It's quite amazing when you sit in this room, you forget there's actually, you know...
I don't know if I should... So yesterday, there was little kids on the slide, and they were waving at me, and I waved back, and one of them gave me the finger.
One of them gave me the finger.
No! They're slightly different. So we're getting waved and cheered at, and then some little kid gave me the finger.
I couldn't really say anything, and I don't want to be like, I was waving at kids, and one of them gave me the finger. And his wee face was pressed up against it, because it was like a mesh thing while to go down the slide.
Brilliant.
And his little face was meshed, pressed against the mesh, and then just up popped a finger, and it took me a wee while, and I was like, oh.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Obviously another listener.
He's fed up of my mistakes.
Now, the big driver. It was probably Scott. Drive all night. Radio Essex. Hello, Essex. Thank you for having us on. It is Wednesday, Big Drive Home in the sunshine, and all the biggest hits. We have all of them. Every single... It's like Now That's What I Call Hits.
Listening to
Radio Essex.
And of course, you get to choose some tunes in a minute if you want to win tickets to go to what is probably the most exclusive boxing event to take place.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
It's going to be incredible. Four of the biggest boxing names. We'll give you all the details you need, but if you're a boxing fan and you haven't heard of what we're doing this week, stay on this frequency because... It's an amazing prize. We'll give you details of that very soon. The Weeknd, Ariana Grande and Die For You up next on Radio Essex. Radio Essex, Tom Grennan and All These Nights, 11 minutes after 5. Essex, hope you're doing okay. Big drive home. Hello to Hope Marie. Says, there's no sun in Brentwood. Stop talking about the sun. It's a bit cloudy here. Looks like it's going to rain. No, it's not.
Very, very hot here, unfortunately.
Get down to this part. I think Chelmsford's nice. Colchester's looking good.
Not Southend.
Southend's blue at the moment, and warm. And Hope Marie and Brentwood. Yeah, just get yourself down to the train. So go to Shenfield. It's quicker. Bosh, straight into Southend.
Yes.
Get here. 12 minutes after 5. Let's do this.
And Scott's title fight.
Just had a picture from Clacton just turn up in the inbox. That looks lovely. Clacton's looking sunny.
It does look lovely.
Looks good. Right, Night of Champions, Best of British, taking place at the Cliffs Pavilion on Thursday, the 11th of May in sunny Southend. If you want tickets to this and you don't win them, you can get your tickets at southendtheatres.org.uk. It's basically a Night of Champions, boxing royalty. We'll be on stage having a chat, talking about their fights, bit of backstage gossip, all the stuff that happens. You've got Joe Calzaghe, Nigel Benn, Ricky Hatton, and Frank Bruno. I mean, this is awesome.
I mean, it's going to be a good night. I mean, we were lucky enough to go down to the other one that they done, which was Tyson Fury.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was brilliant. But you're getting four legends on that night.
So if you want to be there, it's going to be amazing. We are doing a draw tomorrow. We've got two finalists so far, and we're looking for our third finalist to be in that draw tomorrow. So what you have to do, if you want to go, don't do this normally. We do title fight for everybody, yeah. But only do this bit of the title fight if you want to go to the Night of Champions. We've already got Reeve just coming in now with Entrance, Set Me Free. It could be any tune. It could be a song that will sound good in the sunshine on the way home tonight, unless you're in Brentwood. Get yourself in tonight. And then we'll pick two at random, and those two will battle it out. And the winner overall, just before six tonight, will go into tomorrow's draw with the other two finalists to find out who is going to be at the Night of Champions. Get your texts in now.
Woo!
Should be the new advert for Just Eat.
Come on, Essex. You hungry? I don't know what's happened. Don't worry.
I think the sunshine's got to you.
It really has. I'm happy in the sunshine.
You are, aren't you?
Like, and I'm quite hungry.
A different person.
Oh, yeah.
Telef System hungry at 16 minutes after 5 is Chris and Scott. Big drive home. Night of Champions coming to Southend 11th of May. You could be there.
It was like speed talking. What happened?
Get in touch, you know, in the section of 81400 and get in there. Terms and conditions, fly see website for details. Right, coming up, Pink, Trustful, BTS, Butter on the Way.
Oh, okay.
I actually love that song.
I do like that song.
It's coming up very soon. Keep it where you've got it.
This is
Radio Essex, Pink and Trustful, 5:25, 5 minutes to get your text in on the Night of Champions. We're doing that between now and 5:30, then we'll get your votes in, and then that happens, and then we'll play the winning song just before 6 o'clock, and then after that, we need an end of the show.
We need someone to simply say these words: Wednesday completed it, mate.
In any style you want. Wednesday completed it, mate. That is all we need from you. Get yourself on the app and go to the voice note section. Drop us a voice note that says Wednesday completed it, mate. You could be the star of the show. Apart from me and Scott, obviously. It's Radio Essex, Zara Larsson and Khan Tamer, 5:31. Big drive home, Chris and Scott, for Wednesday. So Night of Champions, the tour 2023, stopping off at the Cliffs Pavilion in Southend, 11th of May. Frank Bruno, Ricky Hatton, Nigel Benn, Joe Calzaghe talking about the fights, talking about their training, talking about the laughs that they've had, the bits we don't get to see.
It's honestly, it's amazing. I'm really looking forward to it. We, as I said earlier, we was lucky enough to go to the Tyson Fury one.
It was incredible.
That was good. Now you've got four legends.
And you've got general tickets on sale. You've got VIP tickets on sale. You've got VVIP tickets on sale as well, which includes signed boxing gloves by the champions. You can get all the tickets at southendtheatres.org.uk. But we have four tickets to give away. VIP tickets, meet and greet with the champions. You get a professional photo taken together, priority seating, all the usual stuff. And we'll find out who today's person is.
And Scott's title find.
Okay, so in the draw already, we have Joanne, who won on Monday with Mark Morrison and Return of the Mac. What about Tuesday?
Still awaiting a response from them.
So what was the song that won yesterday?
Wham, Club Tropicana.
Tropicana. So yesterday, if you text in yesterday, Club Tropicana, drop us a text now with your name. Just put Wham and your name. We'll see it's the same phone number. And today we have a choice. Two people through. First one we don't have a name for, but your number ends in 801. And this is your choice. Fall out of love, stop!
Yeah, you like that, Chris?
I like that song a lot. Erasure and Stop. If you want to hear that, put the word stop. And that
it's
will
not
probably
just the stop Chris singing. That's
No. So you just got to write the message stop in your message box, which will probably stop all the messages we send you as well, wouldn't it?
Probably.
Yeah. Think of that. So put the word 81400 Essex and stop, and that's for your votes for Erasure or this.
And this is Will's.
I love this. Will, this is a tune. Jason Mraz, And I'm Yours. What a summer tune.
Yeah, it's great.
So if you want to hear this, put the word Jason in your message box. If you want to hear Jason Mraz and I'm Yours, put Jason. If you want to hear Erasure and Stop, put Stop. And the winning tune will play just before six tonight.
Hey guys, I'm Renee.
I'm Georgia.
And I'm Stella.
And we're Flo.
I'm Chris. It's Radio Essex, Ed Sheeran, Two Step. 20 to 6 on the big drive home. It's Chris Scott, who's basically a 12-year-old. The mic's on now, so stop talking about what you were just talking about. 20 to 6 on the Big Drive Home. We are battling it out for Night of Champions. Best of British. Two songs battling it out to win the title fight tonight are these two songs. If you want to hear Erasure and Stop, put the words... Stop. I'm just going to carry on and ignore both of you. Erasure, Stop. If you want to hear this, put the word stop in your message box. I'm putting your mics down there. Box, if you want to hear Erasure, Stop at the end of the show tonight. Hang on, let me just finish. Or, if you want to hear Jason Mraz, put the word Jason in your message box. Essex Jason, put that in your message box. And that could end the show tonight.
Yes.
Is that all you have to say?
Yes.
Right, then, they're on the way, and then Miley Cyrus, River, we'll get on for you, and we'll update the latest on the roads next.
Children.
Radio Essex. Bowers only. Make me feel good. Essex, hope you're doing okay. Hello to Becky. Tried to end the show. Got it slightly wrong on the end there, I think.
Just like you just did then.
Why can't I hear Becky?
Where's Becky?
Thursday.
Oh, yeah, what up, Tom? It's the on button I needed, wasn't it? Here we go, Becky.
Wednesday. Completed it, darling.
No.
See, it's just... We just ask simple questions, really. Simple questions for simple men. We just say... you need to say, Wednesday, completed it, mate. And you went with darling.
Which is fine.
Just not correct.
Nick's going to end the show tonight. Nick Archer. Done it perfectly, word for word.
He did.
So that's fine. Joe Kinch is coming up after 6 o'clock tonight. He has the evening show. It's basically the show that Joe Kinch does in the evenings. We call it the Joe Kinch Evening Show or JoJo on the Radio.
Which we prefer.
I like that.
Fabulous, darling.
There you go.
That was beautiful. Beautiful, Joe.
Becky loves you now.
Yeah.
Becky's a new Joe Kinch listener. So how's it going, sir? What's going down?
What's going down? Katie B is joining me on the show.
Katie B on the show?
Yeah.
What time?
Actual Katie B?
Yes, the actual Katie B.
How? Why?
Because she's got a new song. She's back.
Oh, she's plugging something.
Well, yeah.
Well, anyone that's got anything interesting to say goes to see JoJo on the radio because they know it's
But
the
I felt a little bit lost last week because I didn't have anyone on. Normally, you know, since I started the show, I had somebody on. I was a bit lonely on Wednesdays.
What's Katie B up to?
Well, she's got a new song out. Yeah.
We haven't had Katie B for a while in our lives.
No. So she's back. She's doing the whole shebam festivals, whole lot. So.
Oh, well, excellent.
Talk about.
And what time are you doing the interview?
Just after eight.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. 6 till 7, travel, hits, usual, gubbins. Hot 7 at 7, coming up at 7. Hot song, 7 of them at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
Bit of Phil till 8, and then 8 o'clock.
Phil till 8.
Well,
wow.
No, 7 till 7.
Violation.
When does the Hot 7 at 7 finish? 20 to 7, 20 to 8?
What?
When does it finish?
What do you mean, when does what finish? The show? 10 o'clock?
When does the Hot 7 at 7 finish?
7 at 7 finish.
Well, when the 7 songs are played, obviously.
Which is what time? 20 to 8?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 24 minutes.
You should know how many songs you can fit in. You do a chart.
Well, but in this show, we only get a couple of songs away an hour.
Because we do this for a long time.
Hot 7 at 7 for us would take about 4 hours.
Yeah.
So Hot 7 at 7 for you finishes around, I reckon, 7:38.
No.
7:32. 7:30. Then fill till 8.
Because I'm good. Well, it's not filling, is it?
What do you do then?
It's chatting.
What, like, all right, it's Joe.
Ooh. Well, what do you do? You fill 4 hours.
I've got my mate with me.
Yeah. What happens is we fill... banter.
Yeah. We got bants going on. People like listening.
We had people waving at us.
People beeping outside on the balcony at us.
I had you waving at me through the window because I wouldn't make you a cup of tea.
I didn't wave at you, actually. I stared at you. It's very, very different.
For like the entire ad break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to go because time's running out. 7:30, because now it'll actually be 8 o'clock when you finish start at 7 at 7.
Yeah, exactly.
That solves that problem. KTB at 8, 9 o'clock we don't talk about. Joe Kinch is on the radio next at 6. Well done to our winner. Have we got a name for our winner? Yes, we have. It was Will today who requested Jason Mraz, I'm Yours. So Will going into the draw tomorrow with our Club Tropicana person and our Mark Morrison person, which was Julie. One of those three are going to win those tickets tonight at Champions. We'll find out who it is tomorrow.
Wednesday, completed it, mate. It's time.
The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.